欢迎收听美国之音中文部的英语教学课程，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA。 这是第28课第二讲。
在上一节课里， Richard 和 Marilyn 夫妇俩在纽约市听音乐会，在音乐厅里他们碰到了 Richard 的妹妹 Susan 和他的朋友 Harry。 在他们盛情的邀请下，Richard 和 Marilyn 在音乐会结束后和他们一起去参加了一个聚会。
今天的课文呢，就是讲 Richard 和 Marilyn 在聚会上以及聚会之后的活动。我们现在先把大意跟大家说一下。
Richard 和 Marilyn 到了 party 以后，发现有很多人他们都不认识。
在一家艺术杂志做图片编辑的 Robert 很高兴遇见做摄影记者的 Richard，同他谈起来在摄影中心举办的图片展览。
Richard 和 Marilyn 到很晚才离开 party， 搭公共汽车回家，在车上已经没有什么乘客了。
Richard 和 Marilyn 听了音乐会又参加了聚会，都感觉有点累了。
Richard 和 Marilyn 原来想要单独在一起度过一个浪漫的夜晚，结果却没有实现。不过 Richard 在公共汽车上忽然意识到，在这个夜深人静的时刻，他和 Marilyn 终于两个人单独在一起了。只不过他们没有像原先计划的那样坐在餐厅里，而是坐在回家的公共汽车上。
下面我们先听一遍课文的英文全文，我们在听完全文之后还要和大家一起把课文分段来听，并且把课文逐句翻译成中文，同时呢还要讲解课文里一些有用的词汇和习惯用语。
好，肖华，那么在听课文以前，我们是不是先来讲几个有用的单词呢？
好， beg， B-E-G， beg， 要求乞求。
exhibit， E-X-H-I-B-I-T， exhibit，展览，展品。
Escape， E-S-C-A-P-E， Escape， 逃跑，逃脱。
下面请听课文的全文。
Judy, Robert, Anne, and Tom. This is my sister-in-law, Marilyn. She's married to my brother, Richard. He's over there.By the food table.
Hi, how do you do? Robert, Judy. I'm sorry, I'll never remember all your names.
Oh, that's all right. Learning a lot of new names is never easy. It's nice to meet some of Susan's family. She talks about you all the time.
Richard and I went to hear a concert. We didn't know Susan and Harry would be there too.
We begged them to come along with us.
Hi, everybody.
This is my husband, Richard. And this is...
A nice group of my friends. Richard, you'll have to make your own introductions. I just saw Kathy, and I want Marilyn to meet her.
See you later, Richard.
Kathy, wait a minute.
Susan tells me you're a photographer, Richard. I'm the photo editor at an art magazine. Have you seen the exhibit at the Photography Center?Oh, by the way, my name is Robert.
Is this bus going to Riverdale?
Yep, I'm headed that way.
Good. Marilyn, after you.
The bus is almost empty. Do you want to sit here?
That's fine. Well...I think we escaped.
Escaped is the right word. That party might go on all night. Can you believe it? Susan and Harry wanted us to go dancing. I can hardly stand up. I'm so tired.
It's almost midnight.
Yes, but the dance clubs in the city are just getting started. You didn't want to go dancing, did you?
Oh, no. Not really. Remember the concert?
The concert?That seems like yesterday.
I know. But remember, at the concert, we were talking about our plans for the evening.
That's right. Weren't we planning a quiet evening with just the two of us?
something like that.
It didn't quite happen like that.
Not yet.
George Washington Bridge.
Oh, thank you, driver. I get off here.
Not until right now. You see, here we are. Just the two of us, riding the midnight bus to Riverdale.
Isn't it nice to be alone?
好，整个课文听完了，接下来我们分段听。我们在每一句的英文后面加上中文翻译，听完一整段之后，我们再讲解。现在听第一段。
Judy, Robert, Anne, and Tom. This is my sister-in-law, Marilyn. She's married to my brother, Richard. He's over there, by the food table.
这是 Judy, Robert, Anne 和 Tom. 这是我嫂子 Marilyn, 我哥哥 Richard 的妻子。Richard 就在那边放吃的那张桌子旁边。
Hi, how do you do? Robert, Judy...
I'm sorry, I'll never remember all your names.
你们好 ,Robert, Judy. 抱歉,我没法记住你们所有人的名字。
Oh, that's all right. Learning a lot of new names is never easy. It's nice to meet some of Susan's family. She talks about you all the time.
没关系,记住那么多新的名字可不容易。很高兴看到 Susan 家里的人,她经常谈到你们。
Richard and I went to hear a concert. We didn't know Susan and Harry would be there too.
Richard 和我去听音乐会，没想到 Susan 和 Harry 也在那里。
We begged them to come along with us.
我硬拉他们跟我一起来的。
Sister-in-law 在这里。是嫂子的意思，不过这个词也可以是弟妹。在英文里，哥哥或弟弟都是用 brother 这个词，那姐姐或妹妹也都是用 sister。同样的道理 ，brother-in-law 可以是姐夫，也可以是妹夫 ；aunt 可以是姑姑，也可以是姨；那 uncle 可以是叔叔，也可以是舅舅。
就是啊。这也许呢，同东西方的文化不同有关系。中国的辈分被看得很重，七大姑八大姨都得分得清清楚楚。那西方呢，一般就没那么严格，知道大概的关系就行了。所以呢，在辈分方面，从中文翻译到英文反倒比较容易。Susan 对朋友们说 ：“We begged them to come along with us. Beg 意思是恳求、祈求。” Beg for food, 要饭。Beggar, 是乞丐。但是在这一句话里呢，如果翻译成我求他们和我们一起来的，还不如说我硬拉他们和我们一起来。这样说呢，就更加贴切。下面我们听课文的第二段。在这一段里 ,Richard,从放食品的桌子那里来参加这群朋友的交谈 ，Susan 则拉着 Marilyn 去认识自己的朋友 Kathy。那 Richard 呢，就和也在场的 Robert 交谈起来。
Hi everybody.
哎，大家好。
This is my husband Richard, and this is
这是我先生 Richard， 这是
a nice group of my friends. Richard, you'll have to make your own introductions.I just saw Kathy, and I want Marilyn to meet her.
这是我的一些好朋友。哎 ，Richard， 你得做自我介绍喽。我刚刚看见 Kathy， 我要 Marilyn 跟她见面。
See you later, Richard.
一会儿见 ，Richard.
Kathy, wait a minute.
哎 ，Kathy， 等一下。
Susan tells me you're a photographer, Richard. I'm the photo editor at an art magazine. Have you seen the exhibit at the photography center? Oh, by the way.My name is Robert.
Richard, Susan 告诉我你是摄影师。我是一家艺术杂志的图片编辑。你去摄影中心看那个展览了吗？哦，对了，我叫 Robert。
这一 对岸开始的时候 ，Richard 从放食品的桌子那儿过来和 Susan 的一些朋友打招呼。Marilyn 把自己的丈夫 Richard 介绍给这些朋友。当她正准备给 Richard 介绍这些朋友的时候，被 Susan 给打断了。
为什么呢？因为 Susan 看到了自己的朋友 Kathy 在那边，她急着要 Marilyn 和 Kathy 见个面，所以才打断 Marilyn 对 Richard 说 ：“A nice group of my friends， 也就是这些都是我的好朋友。”然后呢，他就叫 Richard 自己来做自我介绍，他呢就带着 Marilyn 去见 Kathy 了。
Susan 呢对 Richard 说 ：“Make your own introductions， 自我介绍。”哎，小华，说到自我介绍，我们还可以怎么样来表达呢？
要说 introduce yourself。
对，那 Susan 呢也可以说 Richard， you will have to introduce yourself。
在这种社交场合，有时候有认识你的人把你介绍给你不认识的人，有时候呢你就得自我介绍。Robert 是一家艺术杂志的图片编辑，他知道 Richard 是摄影师，所以呢就开始和他谈论起摄影中心的展览会。
如果知道对方的职业或爱好，那是开始谈话的一个最好话题了。俗话说，三句话不离本行，和对方谈他的职业，就不大会出现冷场的尴尬局面了。
在美国去参加 party， 往往呢碰到的大多数人你都不认识，那你跟不认识或者说刚认识的人谈话的时候，一般就可以从天气啊、交通啊这些不大可能产生争议的话题开始。比如我在来参加 party 的路上塞车了，或者这两天非常冷，或者非常暖和等等，然后随着话题的展开就可以天南海北的聊了。
不过呢，一定要避免有争议的话题，比方说政治问题、外交政策或者妇女的堕胎权等等，因为大家都是初次见面，不知道谁支持民主党或谁支持共和党，谁又是自由派谁是保守派，如果话不投机，主人和客人啊面子上都不好看。接下来我们听课文的第三段，这里讲的是 Richard 和 Marilyn 离开了 party 以后，两个人坐公共汽车回家。忙碌了一天后，两个人总算是松了一口气。
Is this bus going to Riverdale?
这辆车去 Riverdale 吗？
Yep, I'm headed that way.
对，我是去那个方向。
Good. Marilyn, after you.
好， Marilyn, 你先上车。
The bus is almost empty. Do you want to sit here?
车上几乎空无一人。哎，你想坐在这儿吗？
That's fine. Well, I think we escaped.
行。哎，我想我们终于逃脱了。
Escaped is the right word. That party might go on all night. Can you believe it? Susan and Harry wanted us to go dancing.I can hardly stand up. I'm so tired.
用逃脱来形容真是再合适不过了。那个 party 没准要开个通宵呢。Susan 和 Harry 还要我们去跳舞，你能相信吗？他们居然会提出这样的建议，我连站都快站不住了，快累死了。
Richard 在上公共汽车之前先问司机。Is this bus going to Riverdale?
这趟车去不去 Riverdale?
如果不是经常坐公共汽车，下车还是个麻烦事儿呢，因为司机啊一般都不报站名。有一次我的汽车坏了，坐公共汽车进城，自以为认识路，结果呢就坐过站了。Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? 和 Marilyn 用这个说法的意思是一样的，不是真正问对方你是不是相信，而是表示啊很惊叹。你说 Can you believe it? 实际上就是你能相信吗？我竟然会坐过站呢。
Marilyn 谈到 Susan 还请他们去跳舞的时候说 I can hardly stand up. Marilyn 说这句话的意思是我连站都快站不住了，别说跳舞了。
我们举个例子来说吧， I can hardly see anything. 我几乎啊什么也看不见。
They have hardly any money left.他们几乎身无分文。
小华， I can hardly wait to hear the next section. 我迫不及待要听下一段话了。
那我们就来听课文的第四段。这是 Richard 和 Marilyn 两个人在回家的路上坐在公共汽车上的对话。
It's almost midnight.
快半夜了。
Yes, but the dance clubs in the city are just getting started. You didn't want to go dancing, did you?
是啊，可是城里的舞厅才刚刚开始热闹呢。你并不想去跳舞，对不对？
Oh, no, not really. Remember the concert?
啊，不，我不想去。你还记得音乐会吗？
The concert? That seems like yesterday.
音乐会？那似乎已经是昨天的事了。
I know. But remember, at the concert, we were talking about our plans for the evening.
就是啊。不过你记得吗？我们在音乐厅里边商量今天晚上要怎样过的事儿。
That's right. Weren't we planning a quiet evening with just the two of us?
对，我们不是打算就我们两个人在一起静静地度过这个夜晚吗？
Something like that.
是那么回事儿。
It didn't quite happen like that.
可是没有如愿以偿。
Not yet.
到现在为止还没有。
小华，在这段对话里 ，Marilyn 说 "That seems like yesterday." 那似乎已经是昨天的事儿了。他不会是真的忘了吧？
那当然不会，这呢又是口语中常用的一种夸张的说法。比如说，一个人度假后刚上班不久，就说我好像好久没度假了。同事说，你不是上个星期刚从夏威夷度假回来吗？他就说，夏威夷 ？That seems like months ago. 那好像是几个月以前的事了。再夸张一点，还可以说 ，That seems like a lifetime ago. 那好像是上辈子的事了。
是 ，Marilyn 说呢。两个人单独在一起的计划泡汤了，然后 Richard 回应说 Not yet， 这个短语它的意思是到目前为止还没有实现，但是它还有一层意思，就是说这个没有发生的事情仍然有可能发生。比如朋友问你，你买了那台你喜欢的袖珍电脑了吗？你如果还没买，不过仍然打算买，你就可以说 Not yet。如果没有买，也不再打算买了，那你就不能这么说了。
那就直接说 no。那我现在要问你，我们听了第五段课文了吗
？Not yet。
就是说还没有听，但是我们马上就要听。
George Washington Bridge。
乔治华盛顿大桥到了。
Oh, thank you, driver. I get off here.
谢谢你，司机，我在这儿下车。
Not until right now.You see, here we are, just the two of us, riding the midnight bus to Riverdale.
我们的计划一直没能实现，可是你看啊，我们现在就是两个人，半夜坐在开往 Riverdale 的公共汽车上。
Isn't it nice to be alone?
两个人单独在一起真好。
听完这段话之后 ，Richard 刚才说的 "not yet" 那句话就更好理解了，因为他又说 "not until now"， 这不是一个完整的句子。完整的句子应该是 "it didn't happen until now"， 也就是直到现在，我们两个人想单独在一起的愿望才算是实现了。
不过，他们两个人不是在餐厅里享受浪漫的烛光晚餐，而是坐着公共汽车回家。
那即便如此 ，Marilyn 还是挺知足的。Isn't it nice to be alone? 这句话虽然是问句形式，但是呢，实际并不是在问话，而是感叹。如果说 Isn't it nice that you made it to my birthday party? 又是什么意思呢？
那就是你能来参加我的生日聚会，真是太好了。
好，听众朋友，现在全课的课文都已经分段听完了，下面我们请大家再完整的听一遍这次课文的录音。
Judy, Robert, Anne, and Tom. This is my sister-in-law, Marilyn. She's married to my brother, Richard. He's over there, by the food table.
Hi, how do you do? Robert, Judy.
I'm sorry. I'll never remember all your names.
Oh, that's all right. Learning a lot of new names is never easy. It's nice to meet some of Susan's family. She talks about you all the time.
Richard and I went to hear a concert. We didn't know Susan and Harry would be there, too.
We begged them to come along with us.
Hi, everybody.
This is my husband, Richard. And this is...
a nice group of my friends. Richard, you'll have to make your own introductions. I just saw Kathy, and I want Marilyn to meet her.
See you later, Richard.
Kathy, wait a minute.
Susan tells me you're a photographer, Richard. I'm the photo editor at an art magazine. Have you seen the exhibit at the Photography Center? Oh, by the way, my name is Robert.
Is this bus going to Riverdale?
Yep, I'm headed that way.
Good. Marilyn, after you.
The bus is almost empty. Do you want to sit here?
That's fine. Well, I think we escaped.
Escaped is the right word. That party might go on all night. Can you believe it? Susan and Harry wanted us to go dancing. I can hardly stand up. I'm so tired.
It's almost midnight.
Yes, but the dance clubs in the city are just getting started. You didn't want to go dancing, did you?
Oh, no. Not really. Remember the concert?
The concert? That seems like yesterday.
I know. But remember, at the concert, we were talking about our plans for the evening.
That's right. Weren't we planning a quiet evening with just the two of us?
Something like that.
It didn't quite happen like that.
Not yet.
George Washington Bridge.
Oh, thank you, driver. I get off here.
Not until right now. You see, here we are. Just the two of us. Riding the midnight bus to Riverdale.
Isn't it nice to be alone?
各位听众，整个课文已经听完，现在我们提几个问题，请大家用英文来回答。在提出一个问题后，我们会停顿几秒钟让大家回答，然后我们再给大家提供一个参考答案。现在开始。
Who did Richard and Marilyn meet at the party? They saw lots of Susan's friends.Richard met Robert. What did Robert do? He worked as a photo editor at an art magazine. Did Richard and Marilyn enjoy the party? They sort of did, but in the end, they were glad that they escaped.Did Richard and Marilyn manage to have a quiet time with just the two of them? They eventually did, but on a bus to Riverdale.
各位听众，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA 第28课第二讲播送完了。
如果您有问题和意见，欢迎给我们来信，地址请寄到北京邮政信箱9171号，邮政编码100600。
你也可以给我们来电子邮件，地址是英语，也就是中文英语这两个字的拼音 @voanews.com， 英语 @voanews.com。
我是郑玉文，
我是肖华，
谢谢大家收听，
下次节目再见。
好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。在今天的节目中，哎，我们的另外一位节目主持人周迪怎么还没来啊？哦，周迪，别担心，别担心。哦，他来了。
杨晨 ，I'm so sorry I'm late. Has the program started yet?
当然已经开始了。
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to American Cafe. My apologies.
你怎么今天迟到了？
Just go ahead and start without me. I'm gonna get my bags.
哎，你干嘛呢 ，Jody？ 你能不能集中点精神啊？你竟然去逛街去了
？Shopping? No. I was not shopping.
那那些购物袋是怎么回事啊
？What bags? Oh, these bags. Right. You see, Yangchen, I was doing research.
做研究？做什么研究啊？
Research on buying and selling.
Aha, 做市场调查，那还不是和逛街差不多
？Okay, I may have done a little shopping, but I just wanted to get in the mood because I thought shopping is such a popular pastime for Americans. We could do a topic on shopping. What do you think?
我知道美国人，特别是女士们，周末喜欢逛街，我也很喜欢啊。哎，你下次再做市场调查，可要叫上我跟你一块儿去啊
！Oh, absolutely. Actually, for today's show, I thought we could talk about a special type of store that I've always wanted to know more about—a consignment store.
Consignment store. 哎，咱俩那天在 DuPont Circle 路过的那家店就是一家 consignment store， 对不对
？The one and the same. It's called Secondi Consignment Store. And when I went back, I spoke with Molly, an employee there.Who helped me understand exactly how a consignment store operates?
我们就来听听 Molly 解释 consignment store 是什么意思。
And a consignment store is a store where people own the items that the store sells for them on their behalf. The original owner of the items is only paid once the item is sold on the store.
这种商店在中文里应该叫做寄售商店。
Let's listen to Molly again as she talks more about how a consignment store operates.
The consignor comes in. One of the managers goes through the items and tells the consignor, yes, we can sell it, or no, we can't. Here's what we think we can sell it for, price-wise. And then the consignor gets 50% of that price.
Molly 刚才提到的 consignor, right?
Consignor, correct.
就是委托他们出售商品的客户。一般来说呢，客户拿着东西到他们商店来，有一位专门负责收购的经理，决定哪些他们能卖出去，哪些他们不愿意卖，然后呢和客户商定价钱。商店呢会得到售价的50%。
Wow, Yangchen, you summed that up really well. A consignor is the person who brings the clothes in that they want the store, the consignment store, to sell for them. So a consignment is just like being a distributor.You know, a slang word for distributor is middleman. And you say middleman even if it's a woman.
在中文里呢 middleman 就是中间人或者经纪人的意思。
观众朋友们好，欢迎您收看美国之音的时事大家谈，我是林峰。继七月底中共中央政治局会议上提出中国要以内循环为主体的新发展格局之后，中共总书记习近平8月24号在中南海主持的一个专家座谈会上再度谈到中国的外部环境恶化。他说，世界进入动荡变革期，中国今后将面临更多逆风逆水的外部环境。预计中共将在一个多月后的19届五中全会上讨论“十四五”的规划。那么，这对中共能否实现2个100年的目标，以及习近平本人长期执政的合法性具有重要意义。那么，在习近平所说的“百年未有之大变局”的这样一个背景下呢，他到底打算怎么样把中共面临的危转化为机？那么，从习近平近期的一系列讲话和活动来看。中共会出台怎样的“十四五”规划？那么，习近平还提出要与美国的州、地方以及企业合作，又有哪些用意？我们今天很高兴邀请到